Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Story Break, a writer's room podcast where three Hollywood pros have just 1 hour to turn a humble idea into a cinematic masterpiece. Will we succeed? Will we fall flat on our faces? And will we ever get paid for any of these ideas? Well, I sure hope so. I am your host and minor internet celebrity director, Freddie Wong.
I'm Will Campos. I'm a writer.
Very good.
I'm Matt Arnold. Friend first, writer director second.
That's how I think of you, Matt,
See,
for sure.
Exactly.
We got a good one this week. A couple people in the forums sent this along, and on Twitter, Aced Option was where I saw it first, at Aced Option, which is this. Today, right now, for the next hour, the story of Where's Waldo? Why is he hiding? Why are we looking for him? Gentlemen, the clock begins now.
Dun, dun, dun,
so,
dun.
Yeah, we talked about this just a split second before here, and I just Wikipedia'd this. Do you know it's Where's Wally?
Sorry, what?
It's Where's Wally, and it was...
Shut, what?
Yep, Where's Wally, and then it was, looks like for certain international editions, it was called Waldo in the United States and Canada.
Oh, so it's British originally.
Yeah, it's called Where's Wally.
I'm not okay with
this
that.
This is the most British thing ever, that,
let's go to find Wally.
That Where's Waldo is called Where's Wally across the pond.
Well, first things first, check the tea shop, see if he's getting a spot cuppa.
So the characters...
Spot cuppa. On the telly.
On the telly.
Where's Wally on the telly across
Look at him,
the
he's
pond?
On the lift.
Spot a tiger.
Oh, God.
Okay. All right.
So the characters.
Oh, look at that. I just saw the international audience just all gone.
Trying to decide if it's Wally or Waldo.
It's Waldo.
The characters are Wally, Wilma, Winda, Oddlaw.
Are they
Wolf,
all W's?
Wizard, Whitebeard, and the Wally Watchers. That's the thing. It's like Wally Watchers is a better name than Waldo Watchers.
Wally Watchers.
Wally Watchers is
his good. Name Wally Watchers?
No, Wally Watchers are Wally's devoted fan club that first appeared in Where's Wally, the Ultimate Fun Book.
They turned That's up too whenever. Meta.
Let's back up for just a second. In case you have been living under a rock and have never been a kid in a doctor's waiting room, Where's Waldo is a British series of children's books created by the English illustrator Martin Hanford. The book consists of a series of detailed double-page spread illustrations depicting dozens or more people. So basically, you're looking at a big tableau of a big crowd of people doing goofy stuff, and then you're looking for this guy named Waldo in that picture.
Yep.
And Waldo has a striped white and red shirt, goofy glasses, a dorky grin. He's got a little knit cap and blue pants and a cane.
Yep.
Okay, so real quick, just by the way, just top of my head, first thing is like international crime thriller, and they're hunting for him like Bin Laden.
Oh, like Whoa. A Jason Bourne type thing?
Well, so there was, really quick, there was a Where's Waldo animated series. I just want to see what angle they took here.
Yeah. It's just still photos and soothing music.
The
and
show
kids.
Follows the adventures of Wally or Waldo and his dog Woof, who are already established stars in Where's Waldo. Brought the gangly man in morning TV. The cartoon went beyond the book's original concept, giving them death and giving them reasons for their adventures. I would hope so.
I thought you said giving them death.
Giving them death.
We present to you Waldo, the immortal man, so finally, death.
Okay, so with the help of his magic walking stick, Wally Waldo could travel through space and time or travel to far-off magical lands, often sent by Wizard Whitebeard to help solve a puzzle or mysteries.
It feels a little Carmen Sandiego-esque with his magical ability to just constantly be places.
I feel like Waldo is the MacGuffin
guys,
in this movie.
Oh. We're boned by the more our more successful doppelgangers who've already taken over Hollywood. On March 9th, 2016,
Whoa.
A date that shall live in infamy, Deadline reported that Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg are in talks to produce the film with their producing partner, James Weaver.
We just got to scoop these motherfuckers.
We are so lucky that Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg and their producing partner haven't decided to do this exact podcast.
We're trying Where's to be Waldo? Better at like the movie, especially at the timeline, especially after Sonic was like 50 minutes before we
even... jacking our joes.
So like, let's do 15 minutes. Let's settle
How many
on what
minutes
type
are we
of
in,
movie.
We're 5 minutes in
okay,
here
okay,
and we just...
Okay, done with the yickety yak.
Yes, let's try to come up with what type of movie this is.
It feels like Wally's on the run.
Absolutely, yeah. There's the crime element.
Yeah, I don't know if it's like a gritty or anything like that, but it definitely feels like someone's looking for Wally, right?
And it needs to be globetrotting. It needs to be international. We need to get some good shots in all the good tax havens around the world.
And we know that this all builds up to a moment similar to Minority Report where like the bad guys or the good guys like go on top of a bridge and look out over like a carnival.
Yes.
And they're like,
yes.
And they're looking Waldo. For him. And you build up to that moment and you're like, holy shit, they did it.
And then Waldo goes, I'm right behind you in your office.
You look tired, Sue. Oh.
There you go.
Thank you, Moby.
Get some sleep, wizard. You look tired.
Okay. So I think the basic question is, first, is this like Lady Vanishes, meaning like, is Waldo the MacGuffin that they are looking for in this Hitchcockian thriller?
Or are we with him
or
at all?
Are we with him and he's on the run?
Oh.
Because you could go either way. It could be like, where's Waldo? And he is like...
And by the way, quick side note. I don't know if you guys are... Will, as yes. a chess man, you've definitely watched this movie. Do you remember Searching for Bobby Fischer?
I never saw Searching for Bobby Fischer.
That... So I'll just... Let me just...
I don't play chess and I have seen it.
Quick spoiler alert. It's not a movie where they actually ever find fucking Bobby Fischer. It's just a chess movie about a kid who plays chess.
Well, yeah. It's like a
Searching
metaphor.
Searching for Wally Watcher.
I was hoping... I know it's a metaphor, but I mean, like, I was hoping it would be more literal and my chess playing like stuff. I was like, whoa, a cool chess movie where they're going to have to, like, find this, like, crazy chess guy?
It's like,
nope,
it's like that Powerful documentary. What was that one, Superman? Like, the one about the public school system? It's like that. It's like, anyways, we're not making
Bobby
Fischer.
Oh, my God. Okay, I do want to okay. point out, because I'm looking at these other characters, that Oddlaw is Wally's nemesis, who is an evil Wally doppelganger.
Okay, there is something.
So that's interesting.
And by the way, real
me.
Quick, Oddlaw Waldo spelled backwards.
Yes. So Wilma is Wally's friend. We've got Woof, his loyal companion dog.
Well, so real quick, just in my head, I'm feeling like it's like a family movie where it's like, is he like a deadbeat dad? And it's like his kids are looking for him. It's like, where'd our dad
no,
go?
I don't think that's what it is.
Okay, he's got Kane.
It's his magical walking stick.
Well, according to the
Okay, so real quick, is the same.
Are we adapting the book or the animated series?
I just want to point out, we see wizards. Is there magic in this world?
Well, the wizard is from... Show.
No, it's in the book.
Okay,
no,
it's in the book.
Too. Okay. I'm putting my laptop away. We're Freddie, you can be the lore master.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to go back to my childhood. I remember the fun of looking at the books. You're like exploring the pictures, and then, yeah, you're like searching for Waldo.
Like, the pictures Waldo themselves are almost as fun. They're big. Like, they're always like these fantastical. It's like the coolest carnival you've ever seen, or
like,
the coolest,
like a Jacques Tati, like, right? Like, it feels like you want to do a Jacques Tati style.
I'm going to throw one idea out there, and this is our backup idea in case we can't do it. Okay. But it's, first of all, I feel very much that this movie is in IMAX, and that is something that
I'm obsessed with this being Jacques Tati now.
Like a playtime style. Yeah.
But no, my idea was basically it's like Baraka or something like that. It's just these, you start with these gigantic images, and then you just slowly zoom in over the course, and it's in 3D too, and you just slowly zoom in over the course of 15 minutes each until you've centered on Waldo.
And it's, and by the way, each one is like various like gatherings of humans. So it's like, it's the people circling the stone in Mecca. Like,
okay, that's very good. Is that you would get somebody as Waldo, and you'd go to incredible human experiences. Yeah. Like, yeah, like the pilgrimage to Mecca. Yeah. And you just place him
the
there.
The Wailing Wall.
And you do, okay, so let's just say this is the shortest story break ever. That is absolutely the movie you do. And it is incredible. It's artistic. It is $50 million, and it takes 10 years for us to film.
Oh, yeah. We will circumnavigate the globe 8 times in the course of filming.
Okay,
where
so now
is
the, everything
and
you
then climax, the climax is... Do you remember, like, there was the hardest page of Waldo, was it was 9 gajillion Waldos, and there was only one real Waldo.
Because he had all the pieces.
9 zillion actors to all stand there as well, and they're all of different genders and faces and ethnicities, and it's like, we are all Waldo, we are all the same, we are all together, we are all
spinning
around this
crazy
world ourselves.
You know how that one goes, is that one doesn't zoom in, that
it
starts
zooms
on
out.
One, and zooms all the way until it encompasses the entire world, the longest single shot you've ever done to start 100 feet in the air and it ends in the fucking stratosphere.
Actually, I really like the idea of starting in space and slowly zooming down to Waldo, like sitting somewhere. And I was gonna say,
do you remember the power of 10 where it's on like the little guy and you just zoom out and zoom out? You just do that, but it's like you go all the way out of like an atom and then it's Waldo and then it's like more Waldos and you keep going until it's the universe, but then the universe becomes his eye again. Like it's like one of those.
I was gonna say the last thing you do is like the movie premiere of the movie. So it's all the people lined up on the red carpet, and this time it's Waldo very clearly by himself on the red carpet, and that's the last shot. Just this lonely Waldo isolated from the rest of the world as he goes to this movie about
All right, so we've done...
Okay, the rest of this is a bonus episode because we just crushed this.
Waldo, the IMAX cinematic humanistic experience, right? It's like this...
Terrence Malick's Waldo.
This is like one of those trailers that starts with like 18 different like cinema raves of awards that it's won.
Just
like,
that trailer would just be huge. Images of just again just people like as
what's
oceans
that,
and then
one
the
song
end
like,
would just say
yeah that one song is used on trailers all the time. Oh my god!
All right.
But I will say we're gonna make this trailer because it's going to be just big images and then it just ends with where's Waldo? Like the whole time you're watching, you're like, what is this movie? And it goes where Waldo and the audience flips out. Okay.
Second, all right, now onto the fucking goofy kids movie where he's got a magical wand.
Down to the one that will get us paid. Yeah. So
this is the one you make so that you get to make the other. This is the flags of our fathers to the letters of Iwo Jima that is the Wally Baraka experience.
Okay, I was going to say something. Oh, Jacques Tati. Okay, I mean, yeah, this is still a
playtime, which is...
Yeah, yeah, I do like...
Explain,
yeah,
I'm a Jacques Tati noob, okay. So lay it on me.
So Jacques Tati, the best, probably what you have seen is a lot of people called the first 30 minutes of Wally very Jacques Tati. Mm-hmm. So Jacques Tati was during the sound era, but he essentially did more or less almost silent-esque movies, but they are like very big, like tapestries. The images are like tapestries that are very well observed, and Jacques Tati is kind of this like wandering oaf mm-hmm. in the middle of them. And as the movies go on, he becomes less
and Pulo.
It's almost similar to A Man with No Name, where like he becomes less the main character as the movies go on. Like, you know, Fistful of Dollars, it's Man with No Name. By the third one, there's also, it's like
Tuco
is almost the main character and stuff like that. Yeah. But Playtime is essentially just
which if you are ever in a city that has Playtime in 70mm, it is one of the few movies that's like you do not get in a DVD or Blu-ray form.
It's hard to, because it's kind of similar to Brock, because like his first, the one that did the most popular was Mr. Hulot's Holiday, which is essentially just like images of people on holiday at a beach resort, and mm-hmm. Jacques Tati plays Mr. Lowe's, who's one of those people, and he just wanders in and out of people's goofy little experiences. Like one kid is like running around and you think he'd be dropping his ice cream, but he doesn't, and then another kid drops his ice cream really quickly and cries, and it's all just these like little observed moments, mm-hmm. and that's the whole movie. So it's pretty hard to be like break the story of that.
It is like people watching in the most beautiful cinematic way. So anyways, really cool stuff.
Okay, but it is what entices me about saying Jacques Tati is presenting Waldo as this kind of like aloof character, like mm-hmm. again, which makes it feel like he would be the MacGuffin of sorts, rather.
Yeah, I want to throw this too. Like all of these movies that he did, it wasn't just like here's a bunch of French, you know, scenes. It was always trying to comment on either modern age. It was like, you know, I'm reading here, they're talking about like, you know, it's like modern society and French social classes, and like you're talking about like space age technology and stuff, and how it's kind of this weird foreign thing in the world, which is kind of an interesting. You always have this social take.
Well,
on
okay,
it.
Like, I have a thought. Just literally the first thing that just popped in my head is that movie, The Mothman Prophecies.
Sorry, I did not. What is this one?
That would have been the last movie in the world.
The Mothman Prophecies is like this fucking Mothman shows up and you see him in like old photographs right before disasters happened. And then Richard Gere's trying to find out the truth, right? So it's like, you know, it would be like 9/11 and oh my God, there's the Mothman in the photo, like, or whatever, like 2 minutes before, you know, 9/11 or whatever. I like what I'm intrigued by, if I remember the character, I like the idea of these, the Waldo Watchers. Mm-hmm. Are these people that are looking for Waldo that are in his fan club, right? And then you have this wizard, right? And so, like, my thought is, like, you can find him in photo. And I was like, I'm be like, you can find him in photos of the pyramids being made. And then you're like,
let's
which gives you two questions: why is he in that photo, and who took this photo?
Can I suggest? Okay, something's kind of coming to me. Can I suggest looking at Waldo as a character? If I was to think about it, like, right, what I like is his costume is clearly eccentric, to say the least, right? Even though like it is simply, but it's weird and it's like iconic. Like nobody wears red and white broad stripes like that, and then like a beanie type hat and a cane. So he's clearly like this, like he's living life his own way. And what's weird is that he is unique in the pictures. Like there's nobody that looks like him except for people who are trying to look like him, and he disappears. So there's this like sense of like, I don't know, I'm trying to think of like an eccentric uncle or like a grandfather, like somebody who's like lives, who like wants to explore the world and like...
Oh, could you do maybe like a bumbling tourist Mr. Magoo type thing?
So yeah, and I was trying to think like, are the main characters then like...
The
kids are trying
tasked,
to find him. And again, it's like the lesson, ultimately, like the journey to search for him essentially proves his point. Like the two people, like it'd be, it's a shitty version.
Journey versus destination.
Right. If this was like a grandfather and this was two adults, right? It would be like these two adults, like this grandfather used to be the eccentric grandfather that would take them all these places. And now they've grown up and they have 9-to-5 jobs and like their marriage is kind of rocky and they're just not having fun in life anymore. Just bear with me. And then it'd be like the grandfather, Waldo, flees and like, where the hell is Waldo? And they go on this adventure to find him, and they just keep going from place to place to find him. And sure enough, the journey of trying to find him is exactly what he's trying to teach him in the first place, which is to like let loose and go explore the world or whatever.
Go see things.
But anyways, it's not that. But I'm trying to figure out like the what you're trying to get, because I definitely think like globetrotting and kind of going to these great, you know, environments and situations and seeing, you know, wonderful sights.
Adventure.
Adventure.
Yeah. You're looking for Waldo, but in the process of looking for Waldo...
Yeah, they're more fun almost.
It's not that they're more fun. Yeah, yeah. You notice all of these little details you didn't notice at first glance. By the act of searching for someone, you're also encountering all of these things.
Yeah.
These wonderful little vignettes. And again, you see all the silly stuff in the photo and you get lost in it, right?
Yeah.
So it is like you are appreciated. Again, at first glance, you just look at this big scene. You're like, oh, it's a bunch of people at the beach.
Yeah.
And then where's Waldo? Oh, I gotta find Waldo. But then as you're looking for Waldo, you're like, oh, look at those two kids playing. Look at that. What is that? Is that a monkey on a surfboard?
Yep.
Like, you're doing that whole thing.
Well,
that
I remember
whole
as
thing.
A kid, like, you know where Waldo is after you've looked through the book, and we'd still just obsessively look at those books
pictures.
Because I just,
look
over the pictures, and you're just like, it's a whole, again, it's a tapestry of unique little weird.
And it's all about, so thematically, it's a story about opening your eyes to the world, like opening your eyes to life.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
So it's like so if you were to do it with the, because he looks younger, right?
Yeah,
Waldo
yeah.
looks younger. So it's almost like a Mary Poppins. You can almost see him as like a Mary Poppins-esque character, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody, again, if the purpose of the book is, I feel like it's okay to apply that to the purpose of Waldo as a character, which is Waldo's, what Waldo's going to teach whoever is going to be.
So it still feels like Waldo is not the main character.
He's an object.
He's not the one who goes through the arc. He's the one teaching the lessons if he's the Mary Poppins.
So we are at just over 45 minutes in. We nailed an IMAX award.
We've been doing this for 45
minutes? No, sorry. We have 45 minutes remaining.
God, Christ. He scared the shit out of me.
So I'm bending the concept of time.
Did I just black out? Okay.
Today's a solar eclipse. Time has no meaning today, everybody. We've come up with a award-winning Terrence Malick-esque like meditation on humanity as a whole, which, by the way, is solid. As far as I'm concerned, we've dunked on this, and now we're exploring what a more heartwarming, narrative-driven,
sellable
movie is. And so you're thinking, so Matt, just to be clear.
I think the inciting incident, right, the end of Act One, or like the inciting incident, is going to be like, where's Waldo?
He disappears.
Like,
right.
Where did Waldo go?
So, okay, yes, I like that. And then, he goes all over the place and all over time, too. I mean, like, there's one on the Trojan War.
Oh, so you want to do like a time, like maybe he's an eccentric inventor.
One thing I am intrigued by is the idea that the walking stick is a magic walking stick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm also intrigued by this wizard.
You really are.
Wizard
Whitebeard. And maybe I'm like, while he's this dopey bumbling tourist, and then again, it's like London Brawling, right?
Like,
you remember London Brawling?
Like
you collide with the guy, and then your umbrellas get switched. Maybe his stick is the same as the wizard's staff, and like the wizard's staff is what allows him to travel all over the universe or something like that. And then Wally is now like just walking around with it, hopping from place to place.
Okay, so it's like a little like One Ring type thing. Like if he's like a Bilbo, it's like when Waldo picks up his walking stick and disappears for months at a time, it's because he goes on these time traveling cosmic adventures. Like, he can go to
I want to pull the trigger on something right now because I don't want us to get stuck in like, you know, it could be this, it could be that, it could be this.
Yeah.
Is Waldo the main character who goes through the arc, or is Waldo the sort of modifier character who the other person learns? Is he Jack Sparrow or is he Will Turner, so to speak?
I feel like he's Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, okay,
that's my instinct. I just don't see
that.
Him as very.
Okay, then what I want to hone in on is, okay, who is looking for Waldo?
Yes. I mean, that's, you answer that. You've
got a movie. You're starting to.
I was gonna say you've like solved the meaning of life. Like, where's Waldo?
No, blown out your ass.
Where is Waldo?
Nobody ever asked.
Who is looking for Waldo?
Yes.
Is it someone looking? And again, I'm just like,
it's somebody who needs to open their eyes.
And why?
Yes.
Right?
Well, I like the way you said it, which is I like what you said when you say that looking for Waldo is as much about opening your eyes up to everything in there, not just Waldo. Like in the process of looking for Waldo, you end up seeing all these beautiful and detailed and, you know, nuanced elements of the world you never noticed before. Like, if there was just a picture, if there was just these pictures and they didn't say look for Waldo, you'd be like, oh, that's a cool picture.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd probably look away from it. But because you're staring at it so intently looking for Waldo, you start seeing all these, again,
okay,
detailed
stuff. All right. I'm having a thought.
Okay.
This is like, I keep thinking of The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. But
yeah, I was trying to think of a non-shitty version.
But bear with me. Your main character, again, it's like, you know, I feel like in a Hollywood movie, it's always an accountant or a claims adjuster. And I'm always like, fuck you. Those people have fulfilled lives, right? Like, this is like, he's a soulless piece of shit who doesn't make art like I do.
I'm a screenwriter at Intelligentsia. I'm going to write about how accountants have such shitty lives.
Yeah, literally, by the way, real quick, I just imagine guys be like, just because I use Excel doesn't mean I can't have fun, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, but at any rate, Wally is this, again, can, oh, not Wally, you have your main character is this person who is, again, stuck in their life, that is just looking at their screen all the time, that's blah, 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 blah. And then they find their old Where's Waldo book from when they were a kid, and they're looking through and they're having like a flat flash down memory lane. It would be like this person sees Waldo. Mm-hmm. They start seeing Waldo places. And then they're like, what the fuck is going on?
Okay.
And then someone like, you're eccentric. Who's the author? Like, remember Jack Black as R.L. Stine in Goosebumps?
Yeah,
you would have someone shows up as Martin Hanford. And Martin Hanford's like, no, dude, Waldo's fucking real as shit. That's what I've been trying to tell you all along. And everyone's like, oh, my God. And he's like, it's like, there's, again, I've got these, I found these, you know, these paintings from, like, again, like, he's on, you remember that cave from the Werner Herzog movie, like, with the buffaloes? There's fucking Waldo. And, like, he's all over the place if you have to open your eyes to look for him, right? So your main character, you know, stumbles into this sort of secret society, the Waldo Watchers, who are looking for this mysterious man, and they're like, who is he? What is he? Like, if we could just find him, like, clearly, like, the secret to the universe is right there for us, right?
He's been
and
timeless.
So
he's
your
been
main
around.
Character gets swept up in this globe-trotting, like, mystery, like, he becomes obsessed with finding Waldo, but then again, like, the climax, essentially, is the realization, like, Waldo, like, whoever Waldo is, we don't know, but he's there to he's trying to get us to notice the beauty of the world around us. That's why he shows up is to, like, you know, for people who are stuck in their lives, who are stuck looking at the screen, to get them to look up and stop and smell the roses for a second. Maybe there's even a legend about Waldo, like, if you catch Waldo, he'll grant you a wish or something like that. I don't know.
Well,
like, he's this mystical,
I,
like, magical figure throughout history that has, like, always been there.
I don't say this lightly, Will. You just crushed two movies in a row. In like 10 minutes. Okay. Yeah, because that also explains, like, how did he do the Colosseum and stuff, is that Waldo is this figure that's been throughout all of history.
Yeah.
And the author, and I like, kind of like R.L. Stine's Goosebumps, like, yeah, making Jack Black the author, I like the idea that this author has just been trying to tell people, like, Waldo's real, and we're all trying to, like, who is this doctor-esque figure who just seems to be in history all
the
time?
By the way, I love the idea that, like, the various iterations of him, it's like, he's had some version of, like, that striped, like, shirt, so it's like a tunic in, like, Roman times, but it's, like,
no, it's always, that's what's the enigma of it, is it's always
the exact same.
It's the same outfit.
Would it be something like,
again, like, you look, and then the guy starts seeing everywhere, like, he looks at a dollar bill, and he's like, oh my God, if you zoom in hard enough, he's behind that pyramid with the floating eye. I don't know.
Okay, well, would it be something, this is so dumb, but would it be something like, then the answer of where's Waldo is obviously Waldo's you, and it'd be like,
he becomes Waldo at the
end.
Like, I am become Waldo.
Every once in a while, like, these, like, once you realize that secret, it's like, wait, like, they're like, there needs to be somebody who gives mystery to the world. And he dresses, he puts on the Waddle outfit, and you see him, like, in, like, a big carnival, and he looks and he sees somebody who notices him, and he winks, and then, like, as somebody crosses past, it disappears.
He disappears.
And this guy's like, and he's given that mystery to somebody else. Like, he's passed it on, essentially.
Yeah.
And the idea is just, like, these people who are trying to tell people, like, look closer in the world. Like, pay attention.
Pay attention, though. Look at all the beautiful things. Look, because, again, like, it's you, he finally catches Waldo. And it would be, I don't know what the scene
you
is
got
like,
me.
But it's like, look at all the beauty in the world
that
you experience because you chased after me. Like, look at all of the, look at the wonder, look at all the amazing people you met along the way. Do you know what I mean?
So who's this main character and why do they need to?
Okay, I have a thought.
Okay.
He is a reporter for a small town newspaper, or she is a reporter for a small town newspaper. And all they ever talk about is the, you know, the fire hydrant went out at, you know, 3rd Street, you know, Miss McGillicuddy's cat got stuck on the roof, and it's just bored and just trapped.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to, because then it would be like, I don't know, like a reporter, I get like, okay, then they're like, this is the, don't you get it? This is the sensational story that I'm, you know, chasing down or whatever. Maybe not, though. I don't know. A reporter's kind of an adventurous, curious person to begin with.
So so the books are real in this world? Like, there are real?
Yes,
there are,
yeah, this is our world.
Where's Waldo books? Okay.
Yeah.
Is this like the Santa Claus? Like, okay, like...
Okay, bear with me,
like,
bear
I'm trying
me.
To think, like, okay.
Yes, I see where you're going. No, go ahead, but I have a thought.
No, that's it, because I was just trying to think about the... I'm trying to think, because you like the wizard. I'm trying to decide, like, is there real magic in this, essentially?
So something also struck me, which is that you could do, if they were maybe a reporter or a photographer...
Yeah, photographer kind of is interesting, because it's like they're finding these prints and their
stuff. Yeah, again, but then my thought would be, yes, that, like, your sort of inciting incident is she takes a picture... And then Waldo's in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, oh, there must be some goofball And then he's showing up in all of her pictures, and her newspaper editor's like, these pictures are trash. They're all fucking, this Waldo cosplayer is punking you or something like that. Like, and she's trying to catch this guy, but then that's how she, and then the Waldo watchers contact her because they see her pictures.
Yeah.
And they're like, he's chosen you. Too. Like, oh my God. Like, he's like, you've seen him. You're one of us. Like, you gotta join this adventure.
So she's like this cynical person because I feel like she gets contacted by the Waldo watchers and she's like, cool, some idiot dressed up like Waldo, like, what?
And you guys are obsessed.
You guys are goofballs. You guys suck, essentially. Like, cool, I got a bunch of like weirdos are contacting me now.
Yeah.
And little does she realize she's gonna become one of those weirdos.
I like that.
You could definitely do like an It Follows horror movie where it's just like he's getting closer. And
she takes a selfie and Waldo's behind her in the selfie. Like, ah!
So I'm trying to, because it's very ambiguous. Because in the Wikipedia for just the book series, the way they describe the wizard is that he was responsible for sending Wally on a quest to discover the truth about himself.
Whoa, what? Whoa,
that's some heavy shit,
dog. Where did that come from in the books? And then in the show, it says the magical wizard Whitebeard visits Waldo with one of his many magical scrolls, which he ends up losing.
Magical scrolls.
What, like World Blunt?
Yes, I was making a weird reference, Matt.
Okay, sweet, 420. Okay, while there are rumors stating that there is the father of... Yeah, I don't know what he does.
Forget the wizard. I can't. I don't have time for both a magical Waldo and a wizard right now.
Well, I was just trying to think, like, what does this Waldo do? If it is like Santa Claus, like, Santa Claus has a very clear goal. Like, every year he's got to deliver gifts to boys and girls.
Okay, fair enough.
The good boys and girls.
The
man.
Good boys and girls, not
and,
the bad
and
ones.
And cold
he
to
judges,
the bad ones.
He is
he's
God
a
on
judgmental
earth.
God.
He's God on earth.
He's a judgmental teleporting God that judges children.
Okay, but bear with me.
Yeah.
If you were going to do, again, maybe she meets Waldo at some point. Like, it's the real deal. Like, you have the scene. You would do Waldo with someone who is just like her.
Mm-hmm.
And then he sought wisdom or something like that. And then the wizard gave him his staff.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like, this staff can take you anywhere.
Well, it's like the Werner Herzog thing where he's like, you must wander the earth until you achieve nirvana. You must wander space and time. And
something like that,
the message
right?
will be revealed to you as you crawl.
And then
you know.
it would be part of Waldo's origin story, would be this meeting with this old wizard or whatever. Who gave him the stick? And it's like this sort of maybe it's you get.
Would the pretentious version of this be?
I think I know where you're going with this, but go ahead.
Waldo is a guy. He has some tragic backstory because you would find like she finds Wendy. She was an investigative reporter.
Yeah,
she'd be like, okay, who is this guy? Like there are people who are searching him. Who like there's clearly somebody in these photographs. There's this person. Like if I'm like ignoring any magical sense, if I'm just a reporter, I'm like there is a person who keeps showing up in pictures all around the world. Who is this weird guy? What's happening? And she's like, she would go and find, like, what's his backstory? Like, who is he? And if she found Wenda, it'd be his best friend or, like, sister. And, like, you'd find out, like, some tragic backstory. This guy went crazy or something. And he's off, like, searching. And she's like, I'm going to find this guy. And she thinks, like, this is a nutter who's lost everything. And little do we know, like, she'll realize, like, no, he's, like, he's enlightened now. But, like, the story he gave, like, if the story would be, like, there's a wizard that made me this, and then, of course, that doesn't end up being, again, like Life of Pi, it's like, that's just the story he's crafted himself to survive this trauma
that he's experienced. Okay, I have a thought also on our main character.
Okay.
If you do, again, you see this a lot, like, the person who's, like, the cynical, like, the hoax debunker.
Yeah.
Or the whatever, and, like, maybe she's, again, a reporter, but she, like, she did a story about people who believe in Bigfoot. Adults who still believe in Santa Claus. Right? Like, that kind of thing. And her whole thing is, like, magic isn't fucking real. The world is a boring, mundane place, and it's my job to, you know, like,
she won a Pulitzer for her expose on flat earthers and Bigfoot
watchers.
She won
a Pulitzer for the story that the world is not as magical as you think it is.
Yeah, it's not the
like
wonderful
that.
Place it was. And she has some sad thing in her childhood or whatever. That's how she gets into this Waldo thing, because, again, like, one of her pictures has Waldo in it.
Yeah.
And then I like that it's fucking up her job, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and then, like, it's like the egg and her editor's like, all your stupid photos have Waldo in them. Like, you're just, they're useless. And then, she gets contacted by the Waldo watchers. And she's like, oh my God, it's all these people who are obsessed with this kid's book and think Waldo's a real person. But then it's like, oh my God, like, what the fuck is going on? Like, is she starting to find out? Like, you know, like, it's just kind of pulling at the things or whatever, the threads. She starts to believe in the magic. Like, she starts to believe in it. But then your kind of midpoint would be a discovery of the seemingly mundane truth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, and the seemingly mundane truth is that all of the pictures of Waldo in the past are hoaxes.
Yeah.
That, you know, like, it was just some sad member of the Waldo Watchers who did it to get everyone excited or whatever. And this guy ran away from his family. Or, like, you know, he had some tragic thing happen and he retreated from the world or something like that.
Yeah.
But then there would be, like, that seems like you're kind of, like, sort of low point crisis kind of moment is that she kind of went and I don't it's like, but then there was like the arrival of like, again, like the actual, the magic of it, right? Yeah. Like that it's like, no, but he has this fucking magic, like, but how, but it's still it's like Zodiac almost, yeah, is the movie I'm thinking of, but it's still like, yeah, but even with all that's true, how was he in Cairo at 1253
yeah, exactly,
and then in Dallas I was literally gonna say Marrakesh and then I was like, but then, like, are they that far from each other? But then that's how is he far, in this completely other part of the world only 2 seconds later,
yeah,
like, you know, and it's the same guy, so it's still tormenting her, and it's like she has to confront the fact that she just doesn't know.
Yeah.
And then something, I don't know, like, I'm trying to.
And it's like he almost has his point to her to almost be like, but whether or not it's magic or not, you believed it was for a moment, didn't you? Right? Like, there's a time where you start thinking about it. And maybe he even gives, it's like the blue pill, red pill thing at the end. He's like, do you want to know?
It's the red striped pill.
It's the red pill with white stripes and the white pill with red stripes.
Is Waldo, I'm trying to think, like,
just to update you, we are 30 minutes in.
Just to reel back a little bit here, is Waldo really this, like, thing that shows the world is magical?
I don't know. Again, I want to get back to that.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to get back to that idea of think of the journey, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it wasn't
exactly.
The destination, it was the journey. Think of all the amazing people you met, yeah, all the places you went while you were chasing me.
Yes.
Right? Like that is the beauty of life, so to
yeah
speak. That, you know, that to see everything, you yeah have to look for something.
It's like the game. At the end, she jumps off a building for Waldo, and then she lands in a big airbag, and they're like, surprise, this was the Waldo experience. And now because
well,
there's
all the viral marketing stuff for the Waldo movie you just watched.
Okay. I feel like this is a kid's movie,
mm-hmm,
right? Or a family movie, probably. Like,
oh, yeah, obviously.
Realistically, like, we're not doing
this. No, this isn't
Jessica
Chastain
as the reporter who goes searching for this other 40-year-old man, right?
Fair enough.
Well, what I was going to say is...
It's Jessica Chastain, and then she's torturing people to get the information on where Waldo is, and then the end is a daring nighttime raid on Waldo's compound with night.
And then everybody's like, the Pentagon didn't even say they tortured Waldo in the first place, so what does this movie have anything to do with? Okay.
And just her dropping Waldo off in the middle of the
okay,
ocean.
All right, yeah, very
nice. I like it's a reporter, just make this. It's a kid reporter.
Okay,
she's made fun of at school. Yeah. Because
I'm trying to think.
Did you ever see North? Notoriously
North,
one of the
yeah,
worst
North
movies of all time.
The book was pretty good, I thought.
Well, so the idea of a kid running from home on adventure is a fun one. It's a pretty classic. I mean, it's like
it's
children's
a
literature essentially.
Plot. Yeah, for sure.
So something about this
childhood's end.
Yes, it's going to be, and I feel like she and it, right. What's going to be better than her at school telling people that those where's Waldo, who is for what? Is what,
for,
like,
for babies,
for
yeah
first graders and
yeah,
kindergartners,
yeah, yeah,
and she's in sixth or seventh grade, right?
It's like, I like her having to go to the school library to dig up the old Waldo books,
yep,
like
exactly
in the kids' book section, yeah.
And people are like,
and all her friends are reading fucking Hunger Games or whatever.
Twilight,
like, Waldo, ew, I read about vampires.
Dude, have you read this book? It has the word fingering in it, and then they're looking, and she's like, she's like looking at where's Waldo, and they're like, God, this nerd. So yeah, I like this idea. Like, yeah, she's not quite making the transition into adulthood or you know, young adulthood very well, right? She's kind of hanging on, and
okay
she wants, and she's a good student, and she's the school reporter. She's on yearbook probably.
But here's my question: is this a character who doesn't want to grow up, or is a character who grew up too fast and doesn't want to be a kid again?
Because
originally the idea was like, this is someone who doesn't want to be a
yeah
kid again. So that's my only thing with it being.
If it was somebody not wanting to grow up, what would that be? I definitely. So I don't. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out because I feel like this is definitely a kid and a buddy, right? Probably because not just one kid.
To me, now. but bear yeah with me. Bear with me.
Yeah.
If this was to me, like when I was like the things that I regret about my childhood were when I was 10 and I said Power Rangers, that's for fucking babies, right?
Yeah.
Like sometimes as a kid, you get that chip on your shoulder
yeah
about
it
other
happens,
kids,
and it happens,
and you're
at
embarrassed
like 10,
about
11,
10,
right?
11,
before,
right?
Yep.
You're like, oh, that stuff's baby stuff. I like cool stuff.
Yeah.
So why don't you make that the main character?
Okay.
Why don't you make
yeah?
It's like the kid at school who wants to be a grown up.
She's eighth grade. She's
yeah
she's worried about. She's in yearbook and all these extracurricular activities because again, what's nice about eighth grade is that you've probably already gone into your high school if you remember, like seen. Like eighth grade itis, senioritis. So if we're gonna do an eighth grader, you could do high school, but I feel like younger is probably
yeah.
Because
yeah
it feels like a more adventure. Yeah, because like it's a big risk for her to essentially she's going to disappear and leave school, and you need something about, like, again, you probably want element, and she's running away from her family life a little bit.
And I like that she wants to be a journalist.
Yes.
Because then I would do that again, like, the high school she's going to has some journalism club.
Yeah.
That's, like, she really wants to join. It's, like, all the cool kids who, like, are really woke on what the world's about, right? Like, they really get it, right? Like, and she wants to be part of that. But again, she's taking these photos for her scoop story for the thing, and Waldo keeps showing up in them, and she's like, God damn it, like, I got, like, what the hell's going on? And then, yeah, that's how she gets plunged into this mystery, and then it's like, oh my God, I'm going to catch Waldo. I'm gonna expose the hoaxster who's doing this, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna find this prankster who's duping everybody. I'm gonna fucking nail him to the wall, and then by the end she's gone through this arc. And like, you would do the low point for her would be like bringing her report to the newspaper, being like, Waldo is real,
yeah,
right? And they laugh her out of the room.
Oh, okay. If you did that, wait, do you have I'm assuming you have graduation. I'm just imagining she says the hoax is real. Everybody's laughing. I'm just imagining this moment. I don't know. She's a valedictorian, of course, and she's giving a speech. And Waldo's in the chairs of all the class members, and everybody gets to see Waldo. I'm just imagining everybody's laughing at her, and she does the lesson where she's like, and she's essentially saying, it's like, whether or not Waldo's real, like, what is real is, like, you know, open your eyes, look at the world or whatnot like that. And then everybody,
don't,
like,
be afraid to dream, don't be afraid to believe in the impossible.
Yep. And then Waldo is sitting with all the kids right there, and they all turn and go, oh, Waldo's real, and they all stand.
No, I think in that moment it's she doesn't I love the idea of her giving a speech to the school, and then and Waldo's in the audience. I think that's great. But I don't know if it's necessarily like, then everyone sees Waldo.
Yeah, you do the thing where she looks and then he's like in the back and he like gives a little head nod and then disappears as a tear rolls down her eye.
And then you do the fade to black and the little titles come up and it says 4 years later she was diagnosed with...
She had a brain tumor.
She had a brain tumor.
Anyway, no, that's fucked up. we won't be doing that.
Okay, so yes, eighth grader who... Not a lot of friends. She's already too cool for kid stuff, essentially.
Yeah.
Right?
Kid who's over being a kid.
She's like she's like, you know, the star, like the most athletic kid in school. She's
and she
took
wants
a picture
to belong
of him.
to the journalism club at school,
yeah,
right?
She took a picture of him like throwing trash like out of the trash can and took a picture and did a whole scoop on it. And the teacher's like, come on, like, everybody's gonna hate you. She's like, and what matters is the truth in journalism. I don't need to be popular. Popularity doesn't matter. And they're like, okay, like, yeah, but like also like chill it for a second, like be a kid, like for a bit.
Okay, kid who's over being a... I'm just trying to get the basic. Like, she wants to join this journalism club at her high school, right? Yeah. Where it's, like, the cool kids who are grown up, essentially, right?
Yeah. There's definitely a version of this where it's, like, the librarian's the one who's, like, you should look at these Where's Waldo's books again. And then, like, when she gets to the end, she finds Waldo, and it's the librarian. And the moment she discovers it, police surround him because they're like, this guy is just, like... I'm trying to think of, like, a non-creepy version of leading, like, young kids out of school to go on this, like, wild adventure.
Well, it needs to be their idea. That's how they get around it.
So she's doing a piece for the... it's her submission packet for the... Like, a spec piece or something like that for the school journalism club, for the newspaper.
Yeah.
Get onto the newspaper.
And she's taking a photo of the principal littering whatever, or you know, like the it's like every year someone visits the school dressed as Santa Claus and she got a photo of them like getting into the costume or whatever,
or she took a picture of like the school dance and she wrote something like, look at this surging like group of hormonal like losers or something, like judgmental.
I kind of like the idea that she was going to out the Easter Bunny or something.
What
like
about
that.
The school, like, mascot,
the school mascot, or yeah, there's
something,
like,
right, like
I don't know, maybe it's too one-to-one with the Waldo thing, but Waldo's in the photo, right?
And is she the only one? Now, real quick, is she the only one seeing it, or is it everybody sees it?
They see it in the photo. So they're like, you're getting punked by a Waldo prankster.
Yeah, they're just like, but she's like, but who? Like, who is this guy? How did he get into? The only reason I was going to, like, not school dance, was like, who is this person? Like, it's a small town. Like, I should be able to find out who this person is. And she starts going down this rabbit hole. She just wants to know who dressed up as Waldo at this, like, football game or whatever.
Or again, it could be, oh, you know what? Fuck it. She wants to get into the journalism club. She just joined the high school newspaper, right? Like, this is the big leagues. This is the fucking majors. This is like Clark Kent going to Metropolis.
Okay, so she's
like, I'm on the high school newspaper as a freshman. I have to be mature. I have to be cool, right? And all of the journalism kids vape in the, you know, bullpen or whatever and talk about all their hardcore journalism stuff. And she hides being a little kid. The beginning would be her throwing out some, you know, some childhood tchotchke, right? Listen to Fleet Foxes and she, you know, throws away her, you know, her...
Okay, so here we go. Let's hear it. Name Any band. Will, let's hear it.
She throws away her Backstreet Boys CD because she's into vintage boy bands because it's the year 2016. I'm going to die.
Imagine Dragons. That's cool now, right?
No. It would be like, whatever.
Don't try.
Shut up.
Don't try.
Wicked. She likes the Wicked soundtrack. And they're like, musicals are dumb. Throw that out. That's
nice.
That's kid stuff.
Nice.
All right. So, okay. I like that. So, you know, she just joined the
high school
journo club as a freshman. Throws away some childhood thing to seem
cool and hip,
mature to high the older kids. She is SpongeBob SquarePants. She's into SpongeBob SquarePants, and they make fun. And then she throws out her SpongeBob.
Okay, so now
shit.
She hasn't grown up enough.
No. She's. It's not that she hasn't grown up enough. Yeah. It's she feels a pressure to be mature.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out because just from
maybe SpongeBob SquarePants.
No,
is
no,
too.
I was just trying to figure from where we were before.
Okay, no, but it's still very much like it's, she's trying to fit in with the grown-ups, right? And then okay, so she's taking photos,
and
probably to impress somebody. To impress the editor-in-chief,
who's a hot boy.
Or just a cool girl she admires, man. Fucking lean forward, Sheryl Sandberg.
Will, by the way, just to give you some idea of pacing here, we have 15 minutes
remaining. I'm aware, man. We're going to bring this one
right
up.
Let's hear it. Let's
all
see
right,
it.
No, so anyway, now Waldo's in all the photos she's taking, and she looks dumb.
They're probably even saying, like, well, is this your brother or something? You staging this, you loser?
Yeah, she looks like a goof. So now she's going to try to find out who's punk in her photos, right? So she's reading the Wally, goes back and reads the Waldo books.
That's kind of a leap, to be fair.
Naturally, this person's a Waldo fan. Who's the last person to check out the Waldo books in the library,
there you go,
right?
There you go.
And it just says Waldo. She's like, God damn it, fucking asshole.
Like, so this guy's got me at every turn.
She gets contacted by the Waldo Watchers, who are this secret society of people who chase Waldo around. And she finds out that Waldo's a whole big thing.
And then
she's
like, this is a great story, a bunch of weirdos that like Waldo.
Yeah, and it is like a bunch of adult weirdos.
I'm going to
her sidekick would be a Waldo. There's a Waldo watcher at school.
Yes.
One of the kids is a Waldo watcher.
Yes.
Or their dad's super into it, too. So it's like this weird cabal of like adults.
We do need to figure out what her, because I think the lesson for her is going to be, she just got into high school, and she's already like, what's my college? Like, what's this? Like, she's clearly going to be somebody that's about...
Yeah,
the destination. She's about the destination. Yeah.
Dreams.
Okay, so there's a Waldo watcher at school. Who's
her sidekick, who's a goofball. Yeah, it would be. It's this boy at school. You could even do. He's suspect number one to her because he dresses up like Waldo, or like he has a bunch of Waldo. He does. No, she's never seen him dress up like Waldo, but he's this spindly little kid with glasses. He has a bunch of Waldo shit in his locker, right? She's like, it's probably him. He's probably fucking with me. He probably has a crush on me or something like that. And of course he does. But like she goes to find him. We're like, you fucking stalking me? And he's like, no. And he's like, well, why is Waldo in my pictures? And he's like, oh my
Waldo's
god,
in your pictures.
Waldo's in your pictures. Come with me. Right? Okay, yeah. So.
Wait till the guys see this.
Jeepers creepers. All right, so she decides to do a story on the Waldo Watchers at school.
Yeah.
Right, so she decides to go along with them on this adventure, you know. And she's going to expose all these nerdy kids
in her
school.
The low point of the movie is she doesn't believe in Waldo anymore. And she releases a story. And it's about pathetic losers don't deal with the real world anymore, and they disappear back into nostalgia. A commentary, they disappear back in 80s nostalgia bullshit like Stranger Things or something, but this is a bunch of losers who still care about Where's Waldo, and she makes fun of her partner.
Yeah.
And that's like,
I thought we were friends.
Yeah, and it is like, and for her, she's like, you don't understand. It's a really nuanced portrayal of you.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, no, you heard
it. You said Waldo's not real.
Yeah, exactly. That's what Halsey's most upset about.
So how do we get globetrotting with this?
Okay, well, maybe it's not globetrotting, but we'll see.
It's gotta be globetrotting.
All right. Just relax.
Waldo's not real.
All right, I think we're ready to do some Act 1, Act 2 stuff, right?
Losers, yep.
Hang on to it. With just over 10 minutes remaining, like, Will, why don't you want to run us through some basic act outlines?
So Act 1, we introduce this kid who's over being a kid. She's just joined her high school journalism.
Just saying Amy. I just need a name. Sorry.
Okay. Amy is a kid who's over being a kid. She's made it into freshman year. She's the first freshman ever to make it onto the school journalism, the school newspaper, as a photographer. She is feeling very nervous because she all of a sudden she's hanging out with seniors and they're all super real deal people, and she feels like she's embarrassed of being a little kid. She throws out her SpongeBob SquarePants backpack in exchange for a nice messenger tote. with an NPR messenger tote. She trades in her SpongeBob backpack.
She donates $5 a a month.
For a KCRW tote bag signed by Raul Campos. all right, so, okay, so she wants to impress the editor-in-chief, and she starts taking photos. She's like, her first beat is to cover the lacrosse game, and it's like, these photos are garbage, Waldo's in them. And she's like, what the fuck? And then she's like, someone's goofing on
these
me.
These photos are garbage. But yeah, she sees Waldo in the crowd somewhere.
Yeah, so she sees Waldo in the crowd, and she realizes Waldo's in all of the photos she's taking, and she needs to get to the bottom of it. Like, that's your act one, essentially, right? Mm-hmm. Act two, you know, initial investigation. Mm-hmm. She, you know, looks into Waldo books in the library. She meets the Waldo impersonator. Act two is like, yeah, she looks into Waldo, right? So this is the initial investigation. She's mm-hmm. like, oh, yeah, I remember this. At first, she's forgotten about Waldo. So she's looking into the books. She realizes this boy at school is obsessed with Waldo. She's going to go confront him. He's like, are you stalking me? And he's like, what? I don't know what you're talking about. And she's like, Waldo's in my photos. And he goes, oh my God, Waldo's in your photos? Come with me. He reveals he's part of this secret club of sort of a secret society called the Waldo Watchers, who are obsessed with Waldo and think that Waldo's a real person who actually glows around the world. And then, you know, the creator of the book said that this was based on real life. And like, it's our mission to, we've always been looking for Waldo.
Yeah,
and he's like, oh my God. And Waldo visits people, right? Like, that's, oh, they're like, one of the running theories is that he only shows himself to certain people. You're so lucky. He's showing himself to you. So he brings her to the Waldo Watchers Society. Mm-hmm. And they are now, they're like, she's a hot lead. We can use her to find Waldo. Mm-hmm. And she goes along with this because
she wants to use
them. I'm going to be doing this story on them
about
as an expose,
weird,
right?
Yeah.
So
delusional
agrees.
Losers.
So this girl agrees to help the Waldo Watchers find Waldo, but secretly she's going to do a story on them.
Yeah. And by the way, I like the idea that it's not just kids in there too. It's like people from all walks of life. It's like, I like the idea of having it, expanding it out a little bit.
Yeah.
So it's like there's some adults in there too. It's like these kooky weirdos in town.
So act three is a little, this is where it starts to get a little ambiguous to me. Act three is like her adventures with the Waldo Watchers, with whatever form that
the
takes.
The reason it's ambiguous is we need to figure out what's her story. Like, what is she running from? What's ultimately her lesson? Because I feel like what the tragic act three would be, she essentially gets undeniable proof. Like, she sees Waldo.
I think she does see him face to face.
And then she still writes the story because she can't handle it. And also, it's like she's already wrote this good story, and it's easier just to be like, you guys are a bunch of losers, and here's a great nuanced story about, like, you know, the aging male and why he can't let go of nostalgia, or whatever weird NPR version she does of this story about guys who are still obsessed with Waldo.
Yeah.
And it's like, how could you write that? Like, you saw
her
Waldo.
Dream, by the way, should be to get this on This American Life.
Yes, absolutely.
And then Ira Glass shows up as the mustachio twirling villain.
Or he is Waldo.
Ira Glass is.
What is her Waldo? What is she looking for? Like, what is going to be the thing that, like, what does she need to learn? Like, why, like, what is she ultimately, like, one, who is Waldo at the end? Then, like, what does that mean for her?
It needs to tie back to her personally
in
some way.
Not have, you know.
Is it broken family?
Are her parents gone? Like, is her dad, like, a, you know, VC guy who's gone all the time and super, like, do your fucking job? Is she over-demanding parents? Like, are they gone? Like, you know, what is her, I feel like this is going to definitely.
You
want to
tie
with
it back in a satisfying
way.
Well,
yeah, like, what's her story? Yeah. What's Amy's story?
Yes. All right, well, I know we're approaching our hour, so we're going to need a little Hail Mary to get this across the boat.
Okay.
Again, we wanted this all to go back to, she's too focused on her future, she's not focused enough on the world around her, right?
We're saying Waldo's real. That's
Waldo
just
is real,
back.
Yes.
Okay. What is that at the end? Like, Mary Poppins was a real, like, actual, you know, whatever, maid helper, and what she does is that she teaches the dad to spend more time with his kids. Like, it's really the story of Mary Poppins ends up really being more about the dad.
She needs to learn to enjoy her childhood. She needs to learn to enjoy being a kid. Like, it only comes once. You can't, and
like,
you can't
rushing,
get it back once it's gone.
And stop rushing,
you know,
to
stop rushing
get
towards
to the future.
Your future. Enjoy your present. And that would be like Waldo's thing would be all about, like, that was his mistake, and now like he's wandering the world trying to keep other people from, I don't know, or something like that. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and it's not even just about, even not just childhood, like, just enjoy life or something.
Yeah,
like,
enjoy the moment. Mindfulness.
Yeah, live in the moment.
Live in the moment. What do these Waldo Watchers do? Like, what are they? Okay, so, like, he's showing up in her photos. She's learning about them, obviously.
Yeah.
They're going to need to go do something.
Yeah.
They want to go find Waldo, right? And there's got to be some, it's like they figure out some pattern, so they figure out where he's going to show up next.
Yeah.
It would have to be something like that.
Like, they're trying to catch him, maybe, like a Bigfoot sort of thing, and then, like, they cage him up, and then she's like, this is stupid, you guys are caging up a human being.
I'm,
like, I'm letting him go. I'm like, no!
What is the answer of who is Waldo at the end?
Who is Waldo?
Who is the answer? Is it literally just a magical dude?
It would be this guy, right? Like, again, they he, again, I like the idea that it was someone who like was a real person and then dropped off the face of the earth, mm-hmm. right? Like, and then just vanished after something traumatic happened, yeah. maybe. It is like he, I don't know, like maybe, again, like I like the idea of this magic walking stick, and then he became this sort of time-traveling prankster or something like mm-hmm. that, trying to give a little bit more mystery back to the world.
Okay.
Yeah, you gotta pull the trigger, and they just gotta find a real dude, right? Like, you
yeah,
gotta do...
at a certain point, Waldo is a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the idea that the Act 3 is the adventures with them could be, like, they know where it is, and it's like spring break or something, right? And so they're like, we're gonna go to, you know, Europe, and we're gonna, like, do a little globetrotting to find, because we know he's gonna be here.
So we've seen that... No. Or, you know what you do, because it's the photos, right? They know that he shows up when she takes photos,
but only
certain photos, only photos of a big crowd, right? Because he's not going to just pop up wherever. So they need to, there's some event that they've got to go to that we're like, he's not going to be able to resist showing
up.
It's
like the Utah Color Festival.
So then your midpoint sequence is a sort of real life Where's Waldo, where they go to the big fall festival in town, and then she's taking photos, and then she's got to find Wally in the Waldo in the photos to kind of draw, so that they can draw in and find him, essentially.
It's like a digital camera. It's like, God. Loading it now. It loads onto a screen. It's like, where is it? And they're searching. The crowd's like, Sector 4, go, go, go.
Yeah, so it's like, I kind of like that as a midpoint sequence. It's a real life game of Where's Waldo, right? So it's like the big fall festival or something like that.
If they're in Utah or something, you do the Utah Festival of Colors, which is a gigantic, I mean, it's a cool.
So, and then, they would catch Waldo.
Yeah, they need to get him.
Or they would get like a clear photo of his face, or they would see him, or they'd be able to trace him or something mm-hmm. like that. You know what I mean? So it's like, oh my gosh, like, we found him. Now, Act 4 would be like interview with the Waldo. I like the idea that she's a reporter, right? She goes, she finds the guy that she's looking for, and then she's going to go to him for answers. She's going to try to figure out who he is, right? And it's like the Joker, right? Where they're like, no ID, no wallet, nothing in his pockets, but gumdrops and magic, right?
So I think, I feel like then in that interview or whatever. Again, like
the interview's the final thing. Now that she does this interview with the guy, and he tells her this ridiculous story, right?
Right. Yeah.
He has no ID. They find him, and then he agrees to do an interview with her or something like that. Or I don't know exactly how that beat of it worked. And he just shows up later, right? Mm-hmm. She sees him face to face. Is the end of Act 3. It's like, this is the guy, and then like
let's just say Waldo is indeed a time traveling magical wizard type person.
Sure.
Okay. That is real. That is what she finds out.
But again, like, someone comes up to you and you sit down with them and you go, who are you? What are you doing? And he says, I'm a time-traveling wizard person who jumps around from place to place to get people to believe in love. Like, you don't fucking believe him necessarily.
Sure.
That's what I'm kind of talking about. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It would be great. Oh, my God. This is how you pop it off. She meets Waldo. Like, it's this face-to-face. And then the interview would be like, he would say this. Like, well, you know, I was this guy, and then I was living this boring button-down life, and I was just working all the time. I was this, you know, you see him, Waldo, in the 80s, like this scrunched-up IT guy, right? And he was at work all the time, and then... His beloved pet dog died, right? And while he wasn't there, and again, he didn't, you know, he never had time for the dog, and it crushed him. And then he went on this journey, and this is what he tells her straight to her face. I met this mystical man who gave me a magic walking stick, and now I go from place to place, and I, you know, try to keep, you know, get people to live in the moment or whatever.
Sure, yeah.
And she's like, bullshit, that's a bunch of crazy stuff. You're just a guy went nuts with grief, and now you're just a creepo. And he's like, come with me. And then you do Act 4, she grabs the walking stick, and they go fucking everywhere.
Yeah,
they go to ancient Rome. They go to the Renaissance. You have this incredible, again, this is where you do your Baraka Darren Aronofsky sequence. She goes on a magical flight with him. And then when she wakes up, this is like, now we're talking about, like, maybe Waldo's another kid. Actually, that would be great. You do Waldo as another kid. He's not an old man.
I think that needs to be, so I was thinking the same thing, but that has to be sooner. So I know we have like no time, but I feel like, I don't think that's a Baraka sequence. Like, if you want to talk about the ticking clock, if she has this deadline, she has this article she wants to do, she's doing this Where's Waldo about these losers. They see Waldo. Her and Billy, whatever.
Yeah.
Amy and Billy are going to go find at the summer festival. They find Waldo. She runs up to him and he tries to escape.
She grabs him.
They go to the future.
Yeah.
And they're like, where the hell are we? And now her and Billy are on this thing, and they constantly, and every time they find Waldo, they grab him and they take him somewhere else. He's literally taking them on his journey, and she's got to get back. She's like, I got this deadline. I got school. I got
shit
to do.
That's fantastic. That's really,
the journey.
Really good.
And what you do is, whatever the emotional low point is, Waldo brings them back to their time.
By the way,
and Billy's like, oh my God, we went on this adventure. And she's like, who gives a shit? It's not real. We hallucinate or whatever. He's like, are you kidding me? And she writes that mean article.
Yep.
And that's the little point.
That's exactly what it is. End of act. So that's end of act two. Act two is she meets the Waldo Watchers. She's doing this whole thing. End of act two is they catch.
Yeah. Act three is their journey trying to catch Waldo in all these different environments. Waldo's literally bringing them on a Doctor Who type adventure, and they're constantly trying to find. And again, it'd probably be she dislikes Billy. Billy has a crush on her. You do a little bit of their relationship.
Well, you also do that. Waldo is basically the, if this is Twilight, he's the Edward, right? Like, because I would make him a teenager.
Yeah.
You would make him a kid, but he is this kid who, again, he went to the school back in the 1920s or whatever, right? Like the, and then he's been on these charismatic magical adventures ever since. He's like Peter Pan.
Yeah.
5 minutes remaining.
All right. Act one. She's a kid. She's fucking, she just got to high school. She's a freshman on the, the first freshman photog.
High school newspaper.
Or yearbook.
Award-winning high school newspaper.
Award-winning nice high school newspaper. She's trying to impress people with her photos. She's going to Harvard. You can make a yearbook, too, by the way. But she's going to Harvard. She's like, I'm a serious kid. Everyone take me seriously. I'm not into kiddie crap anymore. I don't like My Little Pony. Whatever. She takes her photos and fucking Waldo keeps showing up in them. Act two, she's trying to figure out what's going on. She finds this kid at school who's obsessed with Waldo.
Yeah.
And he's like, don't you realize Waldo's based on a real kid who went to the school back in the 20s? Like, that's fucking, she's like, that's fucking bullshit. Like, you're weird. He introduces her to the Waldo Watchers. They're like, oh my god, we gotta catch Waldo.
And he's like, be my friend, please. And she's like, yes, but she's really like, oh, you're a good story, you weirdo.
Yeah, I'm gonna do a story on this weirdo. So they, at the big fall festival at the school, they know it's a big crowd. Waldo's not gonna be able to resist. Waldo's a photo bomber, right? Yeah. Like, so it's like, he's not gonna be able to resist photo bombing this photo. So at the fall festival, they're taking pictures and then they're trying to catch Waldo. Sure enough, they see him and they get into a chase with him. And right as he's about to vanish, they grab onto his cane and boom, they wake up in ancient Rome.
Yeah.
Act three, which normally we would break out into a lot more beats.
I think I have it.
Yes.
Okay, so yes, this is Odyssey type. You'd also do each adventure. They meet somebody in ancient Rome who teaches her about herself.
This would be, honestly,
you have a series of adventures and she's going.
That actually could be the pilot of a TV show. If you want to talk about a season of a Netflix show, the first episode would end, or like the end of the halfway point of the first episode would be they show up in ancient Rome. And now it's essentially, they're in an every week, they're, and again, maybe you make a movie, maybe you make a show, every week they're in a new place and they've got to solve some mystery to find Waldo. And then they wind up in some place new.
And then what I was going to say is, rather than like she does a sad story and then you just do another act, it's very simple. The arc of the story has to be told in these adventures. We don't have time to do it. When you get back, they have no evidence this happened.
Act three, she's on this adventure, essentially. Yeah, and this is a long act of them. She's like, I got to get back home. And then, you know, maybe she's taking photos. She's like, this is the most incredible story anyone's ever seen, right?
Act four is the consequence of this. She missed something. They've been gone for a week. As far as her parents are concerned, her and this boy, Billy, went off somewhere. Mm-hmm. She missed the deadline. She's furious. Billy's like, who cares? We had an incredible adventure. She's like, it wasn't real.
All the photos have vanished off of her phone.
Yes.
There's no evidence. It never happened.
The ending is not that published. Like, Billy reads it. He's devastated. But what is she going to do? Write that they went on a crazy adventure?
Yeah.
And then sure enough, she goes and the newspaper comes out and the front page is her story saying, me and Billy went on a crazy adventure. Magic is real. And the school is laughing at her and whatnot, but she's fine. Her and Billy are friends. She taught this lesson. Like, she's okay with it. You do. And maybe some people believe it. Or they're just like, this is such a good story. And they'll, you know what she should be? A fiction writer. That's what she makes an incredible story. And the author's like, the newspaper, everybody's laughing at her, and then the newspaper guy comes up, he's like, hey, screw those kids, have you ever thought about creative writing?
Yeah.
And she switches over.
And she switches over, and she loves Matt. Yeah, and her and Billy are best friends.
And then when she looks, she looks outside of the window, and there's Waldo walking by, and he gives a wink, and then the bus blows by, and he disappears, and goes, wee! There it is.
It's definitely better than Sonic.
He's in the wind. I want Waldo in a body bag by sundown.
Forget it.
Yeah.
He's gone.
All right.
All right. There it is.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Story Break is brought to you by This American Life.
Oh, that was a good one, ladies and gentlemen. Real quick, as we wrap things up here, thanks again to everybody who's written reviews for us on iTunes. It really does help us out. And if you enjoy the sort of cinematic nonsense we spin up, our particular brand of it at least, head on over to iTunes and give Story Break a review.
And believe me, we do read these reviews.
They
come out once every like 5 days, and in the writer's room we're trying to write our feature, and pretty much every hour me and
we're just
Will
checking.
Refresh to be like, hey, did somebody say anything about us?
Like this one from Phoenixter. I'll just read this real quick as a 5-star review, and he actually asked you a question, guys. Only weird thing I want to ask is, where did you guys get a 5-act structure? I've never seen anything more than 3 acts in movies. Please explain.
Man named Shakespeare.
I'll take this one. Since I'm the one who's always stuffing everything into a 5-act structure. First of all, thanks for the review and the question. What's nice, Shakespeare does five acts. What's nice about five acts, and again, like I used to write things, I think act one, act two, act three. Yeah. It's a natural way of thinking, because like, oh, there's the beginning, there's the middle, and the end. Kind of what I like about five acts is that, especially over the course of a movie, the beginning might be 20 minutes, the end might be 20 minutes. That's only 40 minutes of, you know, potentially a two-hour movie.
Yeah.
So then the middle becomes this vast wasteland, like this vast expanse of, like, where the...
And then I mean, even here, sometimes in our five acts, we'll be like, and the third act, is she does a bunch of stuff.
So what's nice about a five-act structure is it gives you, like, you've got the beginning, the end of the beginning... The beginning of the middle, the end of the middle, and then the end. So it gives you just a bit more structure to play around with in terms of like making sure that there's pivot points that stuff is happening in your story.
And then you're making sure you have goalposts that you're trying to hit.
Goalposts that were, and then what's nice about each of those acts, it allows you to think of like this is a discrete unit of drama that is going to then turn and become another, a different type of genre drama in this next act.
Yeah, if you're going to think about the ending of each act being a climax of sorts, and it's nice because you have five climaxes, you have more stuff happening, and just more story.
It's just a slightly nicer way of structuring. You can totally do three acts, and again, like a lot of like, and sitcoms do three acts. Like
there's a lot of ways of doing it too. You know, even like unscripted game shows will go out to like 8-9 acts because it's just a way.
I mean, the feature we have on our board, we split up into 9 parts.
It's an arbitrary way of giving of dividing things up, but it also gives you some goalposts that you can.
You just don't want at. You don't want to do 90 minutes of people just going, "Where's Waldo?" Like you gotta like.
I would look up again. It's only for a specific type of stories to a degree, but like look at. There's good explanations for the five acts that Shakespeare does, and it's a simple structure, it's easier to do than three.
In any case, I think that was a good one here, folks. If you thought so, let us know. By the way, we have our Twitter, at RJStoryBreak. Hit us up with story ideas. We got this one from Aced Option, so thank you, Aced. In any case, anything else to add, Will?
I would just say we've been loving all of the fan art, guys. Keep it up. We'd love to see some Waldo fan art if you guys are so moved to create a Waldo poster. that'll get you a sick RT and a shout-out.
Even if we don't necessarily respond, I do read. I love the different ideas people have, especially Sonic, pretty much. People just in the comments did better stories than we did, so I love hearing people's ideas for other endings and whatnot. It's a good time.
Thank you again, everybody, for listening, and we will hear you/see you next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.